The Rick Emerson Show welcomes your comments, questions, nude photos, and death threats at Rick Emerson, 2000 Southwest 1st Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97201. This is Hot Talk 1080, KOTK.
It's true, 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. Coming up just a moment, we'll be talking to our good friend Richard Cheese from Lounge Against the Machine. The headlining act for this Thursday's listener party, the day after tomorrow, the greatest party in the history of the world. A few minutes after that, we'll be talking to Mitch and Sally looking for a live-in love slave. Jolie from the front desk, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, Clyde Lewis from News at Ground Zero. Today's top five South Park songs of all time. This email says, Rick, what's better than winning a gold medal in the Special Olympics? Not being retarded. The funny part is she misspelled retarded. All right. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend, leader of Richard Cheese and Lounged Against the Machine, the namesake Richard Cheese. How are you, man? Friend Richard Cheese, there. Where are you? Our good friend of the Rick Emerson Show, Richard Cheese, right there. Right there on the phone. Yeah, I've got nothing. Do we know that our good friend Richard Cheese is right there?
I just talked to him like about 5 seconds
ago. Well, double-check the phone.
Yeah, I've got nothing there. It's completely gone. All right, I've gotten now 700,000 emails, by the way, of people chastising me about the... About my own private Idaho and drugstore cowboy. So I'm sorry, I completely forgot. But, you know, wasn't Finding Forrester filmed here? Shouldn't that cancel some of that out? Shouldn't Finding Forrester...
Finding Forrester was someplace back east.
Really?
Right. I mean, based off the way that the city looked and everything, I don't know any place in Portland that looks like that.
All right. I got nothing. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. Mr. Holland's Opus was filmed at Fort Vancouver High School. Many alums of Fort Vancouver High School are telling us this. The best high school in the damn city. Of course, one must disregard various gang-related shootings, but still, it's the best, says Pat. So, there you go. All right. Let's assume we're probably not going to... was that Richard Cheese there? Our phones have been acting a little screwy today. All right. Let's try it again. Good friend of the Rick Emerson Show and namesake of his band Richard Cheese from Richard Cheese and Lambs Against the Machine. What's up, man?
He is? He's going to be on the show now?
That's the word. We haven't been able to confirm it so far.
Wow. How you doing, baby?
What's up, brother man? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm in the Cheesemobile, heading up the 5 freeway. Can you still hear me?
I can indeed hear you. Where are you? You're not near the fires, are you?
No, we just left L.A. a couple hours ago. We did a gig over there, and we're swinging up through the San Francisco area. We'll be there tomorrow on your show.
That is right. So tomorrow we will be having you guys, Richard Cheese, Lounge Against the Machine, in the studio. Going to be doing a little live performance for us in the studio here. And then, of course, Thursday, the headlining act at the Rick Emerson Listener Party, Listener Party number 4. When you're here tomorrow, I believe we're going to have 4 of the 6 new 1080 girls are going to be here in the studio with you. So it'll be you guys. The studio is going to have like 700 people tomorrow. But you guys and about 2/3 of the new 1080 girls will be in attendance along with the lovely Sarah Dillon. So it's going to be a good day for you. It's going to be a good day to be you, my friend.
That's going to be great. Thank you.
By the way, if anybody wants to amuse themselves, they should check out iloverichardcheese.com. There's a rather humorous description of the show, which is coming up on Thursday. I know that you've got some specific ideas about the highlights of the evening as far as you guys are concerned.
What does it say on the website? What are you talking about?
Really, just endless references to having sex with female fans.
Oh, that part. Yeah, well, we have that on every show.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay.
But yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah.
So the female fans you have sex with here aren't as special?
You know, they're extra special. I don't know how I can communicate that, but they're extra special.
I'm sure you'll find a way. Sure you'll find a way to convey your love. So.
Well, I'm very excited, and we're going to be there, I guess, less than 24 hours. We're going to be performing on the Rick Emerson Show. We can't wait.
About 23 hours now, you guys will be in the studio with performance of the listener party to follow the day after. So there you go. There's Richard Cheese from Lounge Against the Machine on the I-5 right now en route to Portland, Oregon. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. Do we have Mitch and Sally?
We do. We're getting them right now. They're here. We're just bringing them down from the green room.
All right.
Momentarily.
So, all right. So in just a moment, we're going to bring in Mitch and Sally. They're going to be on the show here. We talked to them on Friday. They said they were looking for a live-in love slave of some kind. They were looking for a woman to live with them. And I guess the deal, as I understand it, as I understand it, the deal was they were looking for a woman who would live with them. And initially, they were looking for somebody from a different country. This is the email we initially got from the husband, Mitch. And he said that they were looking for a woman from another country to come here and live with them who would do some housework. And I asked how much, and they said between 5 and 10 hours of housework a week, in addition to being the sexual partner of the couple. And I thought he was just pulling our leg. I thought it was just some guy just having some fun with us. But then we talked to his wife, Sally, on Friday, in a conversation that won many marks of high praise from the male members of the Rick Emerson audience. So we talked to the wife, Sally, on Friday, and she said that that was indeed what they were looking for. And I don't know anything about them. I don't know what this couple looks like. I don't know what their deal is. But they're going to be entering the studio here in just a moment, and we'll find out some more details. And we've got the... And we'll find out exactly kind of what their preferences are. So now entering the studio are Mitch and Sally. And Mitch, I'm already a big fan of Mitch because he's got a black Led Zeppelin T-shirt on. You know, it goes over really well with me. So, all right. So Mitch and Sally entering the studio, and yeah, you guys are gonna put your headphones on there. You got a little, and they just go down to you got a little volume knob at the bottom there. All right. So, and Matt, we'll get your microphones on here, and just put the microphone kind of right in front of your. Right in front of your face like that. Mitch and Sally, how are you guys?
Pretty good.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Now, you guys seem relatively normal.
I would think so.
No, but we thought you guys were going to be... I think I speak for everybody here when I say I thought you guys were going to be freaks. I mean, no offense intended. I'm just saying it's... No, come on. You talk about importing a woman from Ecuador to be your sex slave. It doesn't necessarily scream... You know, normalcy in the strictest sense of the word. So I don't know. We figured you guys might be like, I don't know, coming in with like a glass eye and a third ear in your forehead or something.
Actually, we're pretty conservative.
I mean, I'm just saying, you figure that, you know, look, I'll be up front. You know, we get guys on the show sometimes that are like, I'm looking to get a mail order bride from Minskapinsk. You know, and it's like that always indicates that you're having trouble finding a mate among the 280 million people who live in this country right now. So that's always kind of a red flag to us when somebody's got to go outside the borders of America. You know, because the 250 million people here, you know, they just can't find that one special person who, you know, who doesn't run away screaming. So, okay, so we'll go kind of left to right here. So, Mitch, you're a tall guy. Tall guy. You look like you're in shape. How tall are you?
6'2".
Yeah, tall guy, normal looking guy, in shape. You got a few tattoos, but nothing too scary. What's that, Matt? Yeah, you just get to have you get a little closer to the microphone there. So, can I ask what kind of work you do?
Well, you could ask, but
you don't have to be specific. You just kind of speak very generally.
In the steel industry.
You're in the steel industry. Yeah. Did you steal things from people or?
No, materials.
Okay, so you're in the materials industry. All right, and so you got not a shaved head, but you got like very, very closely cropped hair there, and you got kind of the Affleck, you got the Van Dyke going on there. I mean, you know, not a bad looking guy. You look normal. Sally,
yes.
Now you're I'd say now. Can I ask how old you are?
39.
Okay, you're 39. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, you would now. Okay, I would never guess 39. You look a lot younger than that. I'd say.
Thank you.
Now, I gotta say, and you look like somebody, but I can't quite put my finger on who it is. Does anybody know who Sally looks like? Anyone? Observation?
Paula Abdul.
No, you're making that up. No, you're just pulling that out of your ass, Mitch. You got nothing. I mean, I'm not saying you're unattractive. I'm saying you don't look like Paula Abdul.
That's okay.
But there's somebody, and I just can't place it. But you're a very attractive woman. So
she does look slightly similar to the 1080 girl, who's our MILF.
I can see that. Adrian, you kind of look like it. I keep wanting to say, what's her name, Valerie Harper? Is that it from Valerie's Family? You know what I'm talking about? Back in the 80s? But that's not exactly it, though. That's not exactly it. Wait, I know who it is. You look like the girl who played Dante Hicks's fiance in Clerks, except a little bit older. That's what it is. What's her name? Caitlin Bree? You look like an older version of Caitlin Bree from Clerks, which is Kevin Smith's first movie. I've just made a cultural reference that only 9 people in the entire listening audience are going to get, but it's the closest I may have. I can't get any closer. Her name's Caitlin Bree. I don't know the name of the actress, but that's who it is.
How much of an older version?
From Clerks. I don't know. She was like 19. But you look very similar, though. All right. Okay. And you've got a great body. Everything. You're completely hot. All right.
Thank you. So
have I kind of given the background story on this accurately, that you guys are looking for a woman to live with you, and then in exchange for room and board, she's got to do lighthouse work and then kind of give up the love whenever you want it?
That's pretty accurate.
Yes.
All right. Whose idea was this?
Actually, it was mine.
All right. Now, have you guys brought in a third person to your love life before?
We have.
You have? And man or woman, or does it matter? I mean,
have you guys...
Okay, so you've
basically
done
both.
And so was that a thing that you knew when you got together? I'm always curious about threesomes. I always wonder if that's one of those things that you, like, if it's something you're into, if you bring it up before you get married, or if you spring it on the other person.
We've been together about 15 years and been married 10,
right.
And it was definitely happening before we got...
All right, and so you kind of both knew that it was the deal. So that's, okay. And that's, I think, as George Costanza once said on Seinfeld, it's kind of like inadvertently discovering a Picasso hidden behind a couch somewhere. You're just, like, rummaging around, and, like, there it is. It's like tripping and falling into a stream filled with gold. All right, and so, but you, and this has always been different people, when you go to, like, if you go to pick up a third person, because I got to tell you that everybody in the audience, guys sit around and they just wonder. Guys just sit and scheme and try to Machiavelli this. And guys are like, just thinking if they can figure out the right way to do it, exactly the right chain of events, every guy likes to think that they might be able to make that happen. So when you do it, do you go to a bar, or do you go on the internet, or do you go to a club?
Interesting enough is we pretty much gave it up for about 10 years. And we went to Mexico last spring.
Now, why would you give that up? I mean, that's just, I can't even fathom why you would do that.
To be conservative, and we gave it time to grow.
Okay.
So now we're at the point.
Do you feel like it was, like you wanted your relationship to sort of be strong on its own, not feel like you always had to be propped up by bringing some
probably
nubile young woman in?
There you go.
Yeah. All right. That makes sense. Okay. And so, but now you're wanting to get back in the game, and you don't want to have to worry about hooking up with different people all the time. You just want someone to live with you.
Yeah. I want somebody to do my housework. Basically be available when I'm ready. And I suppose since I get that, I'll allow him to.
All right. And so this
get a little
is,
bit.
So is this largely for you, Sally? Is that who this is pretty much for?
In my mind, it's for me.
All right.
Now I'm coming first here.
Now, Mitch, you got a weird relationship here. What is the deal? Is there like some bizarre dominant submissive thing going on here where she bosses you around and you're into that? I'm not trying to be insulting.
No, actually, he bosses me around.
All right, because I'm saying this is like the 94th time we've heard out of Sally's mouth, I'm coming first! And if there's anything left over, then Mitch can get it.
That's right.
No, I'm
just trying to make her happy and let her do whatever she wants to do.
Let me tell you, you got a woman that's willing to, do the three-way with you anytime. You know, she's willing to have another woman live with you to give it up. You do whatever it takes. If she wants one of your kidneys, you do it. If she wants you to wear a pink dress around the house, you do it. If she wants to hit you with a branding iron every now and again, you do it. You do whatever it takes to keep her happy.
That is correct.
All right, and so you are offering, you're not offering any money.
This
is not any sort of a, we're not offering anything that might be construed as being, that's a question. And what I mean, you wonder, is it
legal?
That's a good question.
I
wonder if that's legal. If you're offering somebody room and board, they got to clean your house, but then they also got to have sex with you whenever you want it.
Well,
I mean, it's
by choice, though. It's going to be her choice.
I did ask Mindy if I would be able to.
Whoa. I believed,
Sally.
I believed that. No, we bleeped that, but we're calling her Sally. It's okay.
Yeah.
I bleeped that, but we are calling her Sally for the purposes of a radio program here. Yeah, we did bleep that. But it's like if I was to give Sally like a toaster to have sex with me, like if I was to say, look, I got this Amana range oven here if you just want to have some sex. Like, I think that probably counts as prostitution, right? Like if you give somebody like a car to have sex with you.
Sex in exchange for goods or money. Is prostitution.
Right, but they're not really giving goods, right?
No, we're not giving goods.
It's an arrangement.
It's room and board. And then also part of it, like, would you tell them?
It's kind of like a pet, man.
Like, it's exactly like a pet. It's like a pet that walks upright. So, but when you would sit them down and you would say, look, we need somebody to, clean house, and then also you got to put out whenever we want it. And that seems like it would be legal. It doesn't seem like that you're breaking any law. We got to find a lawyer. If you're a lawyer... Or if you know somebody, any lawyer in the house, you tell us if you think that's legal or not under Oregon laws. Oregon,
that's
tricky about that.
I asked Mindy if we could rename her.
All right, I bleeped it. I'll tell you what, we're going to do this. We'll come back. I can tell that you're going to get punched in the face if you do that again. So, I'll write Sally down on a big card and put it in front of you. So we don't slip again there. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Mitch and Sally are right here. Jolie's going to come in and weigh her, give us her thoughts on this and weigh in. Later on, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero. More with Mitch, Sally, the saga of the live-in love slave, and your phone call. Stay there. Talk 1080. KOTK. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up later on today, we got Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine going to be here. It's a woman who knows a good time when she sees one. We've got Clyde Lewis, News at Ground Zero, and today's top five South Park songs of all time in honor of our good friend Trey Parker's 34th birthday, which happens this month. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from the front desk. I'm Ren Jolie with another exciting edition of How Chicks Think, special Mitch and Sally edition. How are you, sister?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
That banner. They were looking all over for that banner. Where'd you get that?
I think we've got hanging in the studio now a new Hot Talk 1080 Cape to Cape banner, which I think is brand new. Is that brand new?
It is absolutely brand new. That's not the one they were looking for. That's,
no, these are
that's
not
another
the,
one, and if I keep it up in there, then it doesn't
Pelequin
disappear.
Steve can't steal it. We had at one point, for those two people in the audience that care about this, we had at one point five expensive vinyl banners made for the show, and I'm not saying that Steve Pelequin stole them all and then sold them for drug money. That's not something I can actually accuse him of, but I'm just saying... Well, actually, that is what I'm saying. I'm just saying that... Now, I don't know what happened. They vanished at some point, so Intercom Broadcasting, our brand new parent company, was good enough to have that made for us. All right, so you have met Mitch and Sally, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Mitch and Sally, you got it. I don't know if people think I'm giving a false impression. They seem really normal.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, because
they do.
Just, you know, because a lot of it, look, like, you got to call a spade a spade. I mean, sometimes people... Now, would you say that you guys are... Would you say you're swingers, or would you just say you're just an open-minded couple? How would you describe your attitude?
I would say we're an open-minded couple.
All right. You don't... I mean, you go, you know, not like you go orgying or something, you know,
not
like
yet.
Fivesomes or sixsomes.
No.
I mean, you're not ruling it out, probably.
No.
But, all right. But, you know, a lot of times you see people that are kind of in that lifestyle. Like, if you see that movie, The Lifestyle, which is this documentary about swinging in America, and it's like all a bunch of people that look like candy apples on sticks, man. It's like they're all like 400 pounds and greasy. It's a bad scene. You guys, I mean, you guys are normal looking. You know, Sally, you're very attractive. So, I got so many questions I want to ask. I mean, I got a list like 500 feet long of stuff I want to know. But, Jolie, first off, do you have any observations or questions about their search for a live-in love slave?
Well, okay, so do you guys have kids? Actually, no, we don't.
Okay.
That's a good
Well,
idea.
That's good.
Good. Good for you.
1 point for you. Mm-hmm. All right, so we kind of wanted to know about this lady. Is she going to be, like, permanent fixture in your life? And are you going to do, like, these extensive... tests like they do on The Bachelor, you know, when they pick, like, they pick 25 ladies, and they have to go through these just enormous, like, psychological tests and blood tests and AIDS tests and all that stuff.
That's a good question.
Because
I mean, it's like, are you...
She could be bringing in some bad stuff.
I guess my question is, that's the first thing, is, like, how permanent is this? Is this going to be something you're in it for the long haul with whoever this woman is?
I told Mindy that we may have to go... through a few.
All right, dude. Okay, you're on timeout. Mitch is officially on timeout as of right now. So, yeah. So, Mitch, you have to stand 30 feet away from the rest of us and turn your back to the room for now on. We'll just let Sally be the official mouthpiece from now on.
All right. Jeez, I didn't even catch it. Okay.
It's okay. So you were saying, but so this is this someone that you'd want to be like a permanent part of your relationship, or is this just like for the summer or something? Or
actually, we thought we'd try it for 6 months.
All right.
We'd go ahead and get her tested. Go through the process, make sure she's clean, kind of give her some chores to do.
Right.
If we liked it, we'd keep her. If not, we'd trade her in.
What if the sex is really good, but she's a really bad house cleaner?
Then we'd have to get a different house cleaner.
So, but you would augment her by bringing in somebody just to clean the house, and you'd probably keep her on?
Possibly, based on how well it works.
All right, now we got somebody who emailed us. I will not use his name. Somebody emailed us, one of our listeners, who wants to know if you would consider a man for this position.
Actually, we've had several calls, and I prefer... I want a girl.
All right, so... And you are obviously the one kind of driving this
yes.
buggy, so...
What about a man and a woman?
Yeah,
no,
what if you,
okay, I don't want to share.
You don't want a couple, and you don't have to share this to anybody?
No.
Now, who's your ideal woman for this? Like, if you could just pick any woman on Earth, make her your live-in, love, slave, and house cleaner, it would be any
question.
Woman. Anybody on Earth. I mean, we got to know what you find physically
attractive.
Okay, we want
a dream, like Selma.
Selma Hayek?
Selma Hayek.
I'm all, there you go, that's what I thought. You're a woman after my own heart.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, if I was Selma Hayek, I'd completely do this. I mean, come on, this is a great deal.
Now, are you going to be really strict about the birth control? Because what if she gets pregnant? And what about holidays?
What do you mean, what about holidays?
What about holidays?
I mean, is she going to be a real fixture in your family? Like, go to family gatherings and...
Oh, yeah, so what if you guys are going to Disneyland? You know? That's a good question. So, yeah, you guys pack up and you go to Disneyland for a week. Does she go with you?
She goes with us and she sits on my side.
So you basically want a poodle.
I want a poodle.
That's shaped like Selma.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Am I correct about this, that you actually said at one point that you would prefer she not speak English?
Well, actually, I did. I said it wasn't necessary.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that way she doesn't have to understand everything.
And this is because you very definitely want to be in charge of this situation.
I do.
All right. Now, how can I put this? And because who knows? We may have people out there that are interested in applying for this position. Now, are you, and to put this in radio-friendly terms, when it comes to the sex now, are you into anything that might reasonably be considered overtly kinky or weird?
I guess it depends on what you think is kinky or weird.
Well, I mean,
anything
that the average person would go, oh, Jesus, God, no, to.
No.
It sounds to me like you probably own a little bit of leather at your house. Yeah. I just kind of get that feeling.
Maybe a little.
Yeah.
Maybe a little.
She's blushing.
I got a feeling you own more than your share of restraining implements at your house, but you can call that a hunch. You know what I mean? All right, hang on. We're going to do this. We're going to come back. We got more on the way. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We're here with Mitch and Sally looking for someone to live with them, clean their house, and then also give Sally sex whenever she wants it. We got Jen Lane coming up. Clyde Lewis, top five. Your phone call. Stay there. We'll be back.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free, and I'm thanking you for knowing exactly.
Wall Street.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. We've got this. Rick, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not able to determine if what is going on is prostitution under the law. The word that came to mind is procure. Webster's defines as in to get a female for immoral reasons. This also indicates that your role would be that of a pimp. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A mother effing P-I-M-P. That's what I am. Feel that.
You're so hip with the kids.
Oh, come
You're
on.
30? Wow.
She just called me a pimp. What are you going to do? It's right there. My whole life.
All right, city. Thanks.
My whole life I've been waiting to hear that. You know, it would almost be worth going to jail just so I could just say, yeah, I was convicted of pimping. And then I could follow it up with a long lecture about how anything goes when it comes to hoes, but indeed, pimping ain't easy. What? Yeah, pimping ain't easy.
This is hoes, all that stuff ought to be legal.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, so Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Sarah Dillon, F. Matt Peterson, Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom. Jolie from the front desk. Later this hour, Jen Lade from Barfly Magazine. Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero. Today's top five South Park songs of all time. We're also here with Mitch and Sally. We talked to Mitch and Sally on the phone on Friday, during which Richard Nunn heartily weighed in favor of what you're doing. Mitch and Sally are looking for a woman. Now, it should be noted that we're looking, you all are looking to do this completely above board, and obviously if there's any sort of legal gray area, you probably shy away from that. You don't want to engage in any sort of law breaking. But in so much as such a thing would be legal, you're looking for a woman to live with you, room and board. In exchange, she does a little housework, and then you also want this woman to be your sexual partner as well. Primarily for you, Sally. Now,
yes.
Are you just, like, sexually insatiable? Is that the thing? And I don't mean any disrespect to Mitch here, but I'm just saying, he's just not enough for you? You just gotta have it, you know, coming from all sides? Or what
I think
is the
I
deal?
Need it coming from all sides.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm trying to find it. Now, what are your friends gonna say about this? Like, what if your friends come over for drinks or dinner, and there's, you know, Consuela, you know, living in a room down the hall? Will you just say she's a housekeeper?
She's
leave
a
out
housekeeper.
The sex part?
She's a housekeeper.
All right. And then if you guys decide to go, you know, on a trip to Europe and she comes along, how are you going to explain that to people?
Well, I haven't figured that out yet.
All right. You worry about it at the time.
Yeah.
So you guys, now, have you guys been placing ads already about this?
We've been posting ads.
Posting ads online or in a...
Online, and what do they, various locations.
What do they say?
Married couple.
I mean, you don't have to use it specifically,
yeah.
But you
they're
say...
Basically, we're seeking a female companion.
Companion. See, I see the people got to know what that means.
Is there an age preference?
20 to 28.
20 to 28. So it's got to be under 30.
Yes.
So you're very picky.
I'm
about
picky.
This. All right. And so, I mean, do you know other people who do this kind of thing? Is that where you got the idea?
Actually, I don't know anybody who does this, and
so
you're
groundbreaking here.
Exactly.
By the way, it's finally come to be who you look like, Sally. You look like, oddly enough, Sally Field. Not so much now that she's like 80 and leathery, but like sort of Smokey and the Bandit, Sally Field. You kind of got that pure sort of, you know, wholesome all-American look. You do look very conservative. I mean, I would sort of say you were like a PTA mom if I didn't know better.
Thank you.
If I didn't know that you were really a sexually rapacious, wanton, carnal beast.
Well, I was going to say, do you know how previously, I don't know if you've heard us talking about it, how the swinging is big in Portland? I mean, I guess
the kids are big with
I guess
swing.
you don't know many swingers. You don't know other people that do this, but I was told that it's a huge thing in Portland, that it's really big. They have their own magazine.
This is sort of a step beside. This isn't really swinging. This is sort of a step removed from that. Well, continue this on the other side. By the way, if you've got questions for Mitch and or Sally, you got questions, comments, or you just want to offer your services, it's 503-250-1080. 503-250-1080. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's News with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
The National Weather Service has issued a high wind warning for Yakima. Winds of 40 miles an hour could create dust storms. You'll get sand in your eyes. Those driving through town are urged to keep their car windows closed. The same group that went after Kathy Lee Gifford for allegedly using sweatshops to make her clothing line are now going after Puffy Combs. The National Labor Committee says Combs' Sean John line is made by workers in the Honduras who are paid 24 cents for each sweatshirt they sew. The group says workers are on the job 12 hours a day and have to drink contaminated water and subjected to daily body searches. Well, you've probably seen the new $20 bills and already they're counterfeiting them. Police in Massachusetts say counterfeit versions of the redesigned bills were passed at a convenience store and restaurant last week. They also turned up at a cafeteria in high school. The new bill contains splashes of peach, blue, and yellow. They have other features that are supposed to make them harder to copy, but apparently people already are. Say, kids, when your mom tries to tell you that you'll get diabetes from eating your Halloween candy in one night, she's lying. It's nothing more than a myth, according to Karen Chambers, Director of Nutrition at the Joslin Clinic in Boston. If you're healthy, there's not even a 1% chance of developing sudden diabetes. However, if a child eats candy all the time and becomes overweight, he or she will develop type 2 diabetes, which used to be prevalent in folks over 40, but is now on the rise in the youngsters. Next news, when it happens, I'm Tim Riley.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. So we got another email here, and we got, well, I don't know what is your name. I'm always reluctant to use anybody's names when they email about this, because I can never tell if they're offering themselves up or whatever, but they want to know, is jealousy an issue? In other, and I don't know what that means. I guess that means, are you afraid that the other one's going to get jealousy about this sort of thing? Like for instance, now, Mitch, I'm just saying, we can speak here among men. Now, you know, let's say you bring. Are you worried that, you know, Sally, you have the woman move in with you to do a little house cleaning and be the love on demand? Are you worried that it's you're just going to get tossed out at some point? That Sally's just going to stick with the girl?
No, I don't. I'm not worried about that at all.
You're not that. You're so you're secure in your relationship. You're not worried that it's going to.
Yeah.
It's going to impact you negatively or anything like that. All right. And then Sally, would you say that you are? I mean. You don't worry about that. You don't worry about you're going to form an attachment to this, to whoever the new person is?
Actually, no, I'm not worried about that.
All right.
I guess all I got to say is it's worth the risk.
Yeah. All right. Well, of course you're going to say that because you're the dudes. Yeah, Matt's over there giving you the thumbs up. So, I mean, well, because we were trying to figure out during the break who Mitch looks like. I mean, a normal looking guy, but I can never figure out who guys look like. I'm always a lot better with women but I can always figure out who a woman looks like. But I got nothing. But I asked Mitch during the break, I said, well, who do you think you look like? And he goes, oh, the luckiest guy you know, and which is like completely true. So, all right. So, Jolie, final thoughts, questions?
I don't think we got to the part about the birth control and the pregnant thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I mean, is that, I don't know what you guys are, but I mean, obviously you'll be exercising, you know, you're practicing safe sex regardless, right? Because you don't plan to have, do you plan to have kids?
Actually, no, we don't, and I'll take care of that.
Yeah, see, there you go. Because
I'm going to take care of everything.
Yeah, so it really is, you know, it's a no hassle for whatever woman opts in for this. All right, so you prefer a woman who's under the age of 30? Any absolute no's? Any physical turnoffs that you just won't accept in this woman? Or does, like, willingness make up for a lot?
No, actually, I'm very picky. So when we do go through an interview process, I'll be the one to make the decision.
All right, so you'll be... Man, you're tough.
Does he get any say?
Actually, no, he doesn't.
So he doesn't get any say.
He gets to enjoy, but I get to make the decision.
Well, pretty much, you know, I mean, what possible woman could you get that he would say no to? It's like, there's your wife, I mean, and she's like, yeah, I want this other woman to live with us and to have... when you're with another woman, Sally, do you just forbid him to take part sometimes? Or is he always welcome to take part?
He'll be welcome to take part when I allow him to.
Okay, but I mean, but sometimes, like, do you punish him by not letting him take part sometimes?
I probably will do that.
So just forbid him, and so sometimes
lock the door.
So he won't even be allowed to watch sometimes. You'll just punish him by it'll be happening, but he can't actually take part in it.
Well, he could probably hear it. That's enough.
You know, the thing is, this is simultaneously the best and worst relationship I've ever seen in my life. Because it all depends, Mitch, on how you play your cards. If she's having a good day, you're the luckiest guy on earth. She's having a bad day, my friend. You might as well just cut off your Johnson and toss yourself off a bridge. Because it's like, what are you living for? You know what I mean?
I want to know preferences now. Because guys have preferences, but you sound pretty picky. So tall, short, blonde, brown, big boobs, little boobs.
Yeah, because you, Sally, you are, I would say you're slender. I mean, you don't have a gigantic chest, but I would say you're proportional. You know, you're very attractive. You don't have any outstanding flaws or defects that I can really spot right off. But let's see here. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're in Southeast Portland. You're on Hot Talk to Nettie K2K. What's up?
Yeah, hey Rick.
What do you got?
Yeah, well, my question is say Sally wants to run to the store or run out with her friends or something like that, and. Mitch and the housekeeper are home alone, and they just decide to go for it and stuff. If she comes back, is she going to be mad?
Yeah,
or what?
That's a good question. Let's say you have to go take care of a sick aunt in the country. You're gone. Is he allowed to pork the new girl without your permission?
No.
No. So
no,
wait,
he has to follow my rules or
now,
there's
see,
zero.
That makes it a whole different thing there, because then there is jealousy.
So let me understand this, Ellie. So does he just have to have your permission, or do you have to be there? In other words, what if he calls you and says, I know you're at your grandmother's house for a month, but can I have sex with a new girl?
I don't have to be there.
You just have to grant permission?
Yes.
Okay, but you're allowed to have sex with a new girl whenever you want?
Yes.
But he has to get permission?
That's right.
It's just the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. All right, there you go. There's Mike. In Tigard, Bob, you're on Hot Talk to Nettie K2K. What's up?
Hey, are they just considering a woman, or would they like to try a couple?
Probably not as a live-in.
Oh, maybe on weekends.
So, you know, maybe just get together, have a light lunch.
There you go.
Monkey sex, and then, so now, you're not, Sally's shaking her head. So you are just,
no.
Sally, you're just looking for a girl.
Shaking her head, yes?
No, actually, I'm looking for a lady.
She's looking for a lady that she can kind of keep under her thumb.
Well, I've got a lady.
Yeah. Well, I think it's that you come. It's like, you know, it's like when you read those Wild Encounters ads or whatever it is, and the Willamette, it's always like, no men apply.
Oh, I need to sit in the corner.
Yeah. Well,
maybe you should just try to get a maid of your own.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
We could start a whole trend. I could start some sort of an agency service here. Yeah.
We get a cut, though, okay?
Yeah. No. Because then, that was Jolie there.
I thought you wanted to be a pimp, Rick.
Yeah, but only to the extent that it puts me in jail. And at that point, I'm going to offer it. No, I mean, the caveat should be given for all of this. And obviously, if you want to do all this in so much as it's legal and above board, you know, nobody wants to, you know, violate any laws or anything. We would never encourage or advocate any such behavior. But, you know, but I think obviously the deal is if you give her room and board in exchange for house cleaning, and then, you know, on top of that, if there's sexual attraction all around, she's willing to do it. You know, then obviously, then it's just a matter of free will, and you know, nobody's being put in any sort of an awkward situation.
Right. So if people are going to apply, right? I think they could send to their email or something.
Are you gonna are you guys gonna leave your email address with us?
Yes, we will.
I do want to get the preferences.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's your question for Sally?
Well, you know, blonde, brown, big boobs, little boobs, tall, short.
You said your ideal woman was Salma Hayek.
Exactly.
All right. So that's
brunette.
That's kind of attractive. Very, very curvy, very voluptuous.
Exactly.
Large breasts, et cetera. That's
so if she was blonde, you wouldn't take her?
Probably not.
Oh, please. Oh. What are you doing? What are you saying to me? You wouldn't take Salma Hayek if she was blonde?
I prefer.
I think you're going to have a difficult time getting a lot of people to apply for this as it is, just because
Yeah, there's only so many people.
Okay, maybe I'm a little too picky.
Yeah,
I would be open to at least interviewing a blonde.
Did she have to audition?
Did you not meet Sarah?
Yeah, Sarah, you, Sarah doesn't do windows, though.
No, I have a place to live right
yeah,
now.
So,
and I hate to clean, so.
So when you,
I do too.
When you interview this person, at what point in the interview are you going to bring up that you'd like them to be your sexual partner as well?
Well, I'm working on that.
All right. But are they going to have to audition for that? Is that a thing where you're going to have to test out the merchandise?
Actually, no, it's not.
Okay, so you'll just sort of, if they're physically attractive and, you know,
I can
okay,
teach them.
And, you know, they don't have leprosy or anything, then you're willing to teach if they don't have the skills.
Exactly.
All right. You are a good person.
Thank you.
Now, I don't know what you're doing with this in Michigan. You should come, you know, if you ever really thought about the glamorous, you know, career that is radio. I mean, there's always job openings here. There's
yeah, Rick,
always...
Lars on the line here.
I don't know who that is. There's always people being fired here at the Rick Emerson Show. And I think a real go-getter like yourself, I think you could really move to the top of the radio industry quickly, Sally, if you knew the right people, if you had the right...
Rick, you're a guy.
The right ins, as
you're a guy. Why
That's
does it matter?
Tell me something I don't know. Well, I'm just, you know...
She doesn't want you.
I could put on a wig. I could wear a Wonder Bra. All right. So, Mitch, Sally, you guys are going to leave an email address.
Yes.
And then we'll give people a hookup if they want to know how to get in contact with you guys, if they want to do your, you know, windows or whatever. All right. So
we will
definitely follow up with you guys. So, Mitch, Sally, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming in. Very gracious. And we will talk to you again soon, I'm sure. There you go. We'll be back. We got Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, Clyde Lewis, News at Ground Zero, today's top five. More of your phone calls. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080, KOTK.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here's Sarah Dillon with it. That was the weirdest interview I've ever done with anybody. I was completely... She's cute, though.
Yeah, she
Man,
really is.
She's completely hot.
And Mitch isn't so bad looking
either. No, I can never tell with guys. With guys, I can tell if they're really freaky looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But
it's radio,
the best, yeah, the best you can say about, you know, a guy, if you're me, is that he's kind of normal looking. Because I just don't know. I don't know what's good looking, what's not.
Yeah, she got more and more aggressive the longer she was on.
Boy, you know, and I think that's something that doesn't get appreciated. A woman who's, you know, just going to be aggressive, knows what she wants, comes on in, just grabs it and takes it. And then she was leaving, actually. I shouldn't say that I was leering at Mitch's wife, but what are you going to do? So she's leaving, and you know, is that? And I think guys are into this. She's leaving. She's got the kind of low-rise, you know, pants on. She's leaving. You just catch that little glimpse of the thong over the top. That's what I'm talking about. That's guys are into that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's cute. I got to go do a thing.
Oh, gross.
I have to go. Shine my shoes. Here's
okay.
Sarah, the traffic.
Seeing a bit of slowing as you head inbound on the Banfield from 12th to the I-5 merge. I-5 north, seeing no delays from the Rose Quarter to the Interstate Bridge. South looking good down to 205. And outbound on the Banfield, actually, no problems to report out to 205. This report is service of Ford Quality Check Certified Pre-Owned. Your Ford Quality Check Certified Pre-Owned Dealer. Peace of mind and great value. That's what you get with a Ford Quality Check Certified Pre-Owned Vehicle. To find the certified pre-owned dealer nearest you, visit FordCPO.com. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. The Phil-